Hey there, it's Anna. Have you ever gotten the feeling a girl is into you, but she's playing cool and keeping her cards close to her chest? Well, chances are your intuition is spot on. When a woman is interested but wants to keep things subtle and low-key, at least at first, she'll deploy a range of crafty moves and signals to pique your interest. From orchestrating chance encounters to sneakily mirroring your interests, today's video is going to clue you in on all the telltale signs a shy girl has her sights set on you. We're pulling back the curtain on her psychological seduction playbook, fellas. By the end, you will be able to easily detect when she's laying the groundwork for something more. You will recognize all her stealthy maneuvers to grab your attention and create intimacy. So keep your eyes peeled, because she's absolutely going to be working some subtle magic to try and charm her way into your heart. Let's dive into the sneaky signs she's into you, even if she isn't saying it outright just yet. As always, make sure you like this video, subscribe to the channel if you've not already, and ring the notification bell so you never miss an upload. Repeatedly running into you. You ever notice how you seem to keep bumping into that girl from your philosophy class way too often to be a coincidence? She's suddenly everywhere you go, the library, the coffee shop, even that hiking trail you hit up on weekends. What are the odds, right? Well, my friend, those aren't odds at all. It's a classic lady move when she's caught feelings but wants to play it cool. She's orchestrating these chance encounters to get on your radar without looking too thirsty. Maybe she'll pretend she didn't see you at first, then do that cute double take. Oh hey, fancy running into you here. As if the third time this week is just dumb luck, but you know better. She's low-key stalking your hangout spots, trying to increase her screen time in your world. It's an innocent form of pursuit, her way of staying on your mind without spelling it out. So keep an eye out for Miss Coincidence popping up again soon. Who knows, maybe you'll get inspired to happily collide with her yourself next time around. Finding reasons to start conversations. You were just minding your business at the gym, calculating those squat reps, when suddenly she appears by the weight rack like a terrifying vision in spandex. Hey, do you know how to use this thing? She asks, all wide-eyed and innocent, gesturing at the simplest piece of equipment known to man. Bingo, conversation successfully initiated. When a girl is crushing but wants to play it subtle, she will seize any excuse, no matter how transparent, to strike up a chat. She might pretend to need directions to the water fountain you passed 20 times already, or ask you to explain some mundane aspect of the reading you've clearly both grasped. Doesn't matter how paper thin the premise is, her real aim is to get those feel-good conversation juices flowing between you two. Because every little back and forth is a brick laying the road to flirtation station. She's keeping it light, keeping it casual, but steadily building that rapport she craves. So expect her to keep engineering these silly little conversation starters until you finally catch her drift, or better yet, beat her to the punch yourself. The double take when you walk by. You are strolling across the quad, maybe rocking some fresh threads, maybe not, it doesn't really matter. What does matter is how her head whips around for a second, third, maybe even fourth glance as you strut on by. The old double take, a time-honored move in the shy girl's playbook of courtship. She's sneaking peeks your way, drinking in every detail like a parched woman in the desert. But as soon as you clock her looking, she'll dart her eyes away in that adorably awkward gesture of denial. Who, me? I wasn't staring, just zoned out for a sec there. Yeah, right. We all know the real deal. She can't take her eyes off you. You've got her full undivided attention, whether she will admit it or not. Those furtive double takes are her way of doing some not-so-sneaky recon on her latest crush target. She's sizing you up, committing your face to memory, maybe even catching a look at that winning smile of yours. So don't be a stranger, give her a wink and a head nod next time you catch those wandering eyes on you. Guarantee her cheeks will instantly burn brighter than the surface of the sun, but hey, at least you'll know the feeling's mutual. Pointing out coincidental connections. No way, you're from small town too, she'll gasp in mock surprise upon learning you share some arbitrary detail from your backgrounds. Where you're from, your major, your weirdly specific favourite candy from childhood, doesn't matter. She's going to seize on that coincidental connection like it's the most fascinating thing since Bitcoin. Why? Because she's low-key scrambling to build a sense of rapport between you two. Pointing out the semi-silly similarities you share, no matter how small, is her way of subtly saying, see, we'd be such a great match, we have so much in common already. It's an innocuous little tactic, but one that lets her agenda poke through just a bit. By highlighting those contrived connections, she's planting the seeds that you two are destined for each other. She's maneuvering to take your acquaintanceship to the next level of intimacy and mutual understanding. So play along, but don't let on that you are onto her game. Miraculously share those niche interests and backgrounds in an ever delightful cycle of back and forth. Before you know it, she'll have you half convinced you are soulmates, or at least Maple Candy Connoisseurs United. Mentioning she's single or available. My ex and I broke up ages ago. I'm so over it. She'll slip this seemingly non sequitur into conversations out of nowhere, just casually tossing it out like a half-eaten slice of bread to any birds in the area. What's a guy to make of it? Well, her motivations are about as subtle as a freight train, bud. She's deliberately putting her availability out there for your mind to latch onto. With a few innocuous words, she's broadcasting, "I'm very much on the market, in case you didn't pick up what I'm doing right here." It's the courtship equivalent of hanging an open for business sign in the window display. She's staking her claim, making sure you know she's attached and warm for your form. This intel seems irrelevant in the moment, but you'd better believe she's waiting for it to percolate in to the deeper recesses of your brain. So file away that tasty little nugget for later, my man. Read between the lines, she's planting dating scenarios in your head, waiting for them to inevitably blossom into action. Either that, or she just really, really needs to vent about her ex some more, but probably that first thing. Making dad jokes to get your attention. You are engaged in witty repartee with the guys when suddenly, out of nowhere, she forces an audible groaner of a pun into the conversation. "Hey, did you guys know that they don't allow puns about sustenance in Russia? There's no food humor in the Soviet Union." Cue the crickets, brutal. While her comedic instincts may be questionable, her motivations are as clear as day. She's intentionally bombing with some lame dad humor because, hey, nothing grabs a guy's attention in a group setting quite like an agonizing pun, am I right? These cringy little quips are her way of breaking into the social circle, forcibly inserting herself into your world through sheer awkwardness. She's going for that mildly charming, effortlessly quirky shtick, even if the execution leaves something to be desired. Hey, can't fault her for trying to stand out, I guess. So play along, give a pity laugh, wait for the secondhand embarrassment to pass. She'll take any reaction over being ignored and left out of the group combo entirely. After all, getting your attention through dad jokes is a long game, one she's determined to see through to the end. Picking up on your hobbies or interests. You casually mention your obsession with rock climbing during a group chat one day, and a few days later, she's suddenly an avid rock climbing enthusiast too. Isn't that a crazy random coincidence? Except not really. This is a classic example of a girl latching onto your interest when she's caught feelings. You think it's happenstance that she's suddenly really into the same ultra niche hobbies as you, but she's absolutely doing it on purpose. It's her sly way of creating more common ground between you two potential lovebirds. She'll start peppering you with questions about rock climbing, what got you into it, any favorite spots, etc. Maybe she'll buy some gear and tag along to the climbing gym someday, and before you know it, she's full on love bombing you with insider lingo and obscure knowledge, keeping up appearances as a try hard newbie in your beloved scene. It's an obvious ploy, but also a bit of a charming one. She's putting in the effort to manufacture connections because she craves that experience of shared passions with you. So humor her, let her impress you with her passionate newbie zeal, earned entirely for your sake. Who knows, you may just win her over to the climbing life for real one day. So now that you know those subtle signs that she's secretly into you, what's next? Discover how ignoring women can make them like you, or learn how to tell if women think you are good looking. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.